We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We begin with a time of confession. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, by your great goodness, mercifully look upon your people, that we may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reading for today is from the 8th chapter of Romans, verses 1 through 11. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, and those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. This is the word of the Lord. The sermon for today is entitled Law versus Law. We pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The world is full of laws. There are laws of nature. There are laws of the sciences. But what generally comes to mind when we think of laws are those made by various authorities. And there are plenty of those. There are local laws, state laws, federal laws, and even international laws. But how many laws are there? Well, I did a search on the internet to find out just how many laws there are simply in our United States. Let me read you what I found. The author wrote, "No one knows how many laws there are in the United States. Apparently, no one can count that high." Well, I guess that answers the question. But with so many different laws, rules, and regulations, there are bound to be conflicts between them. So what do we do when one set of laws has a rule that is directly contradicted by another set of laws? In our legal system, there are, of course, also rules to decide which laws take precedence in what circumstances and in what situations. In our gospel lesson for today, we also have what could be termed a conflict of laws, law versus law. On one side, there is the law of Moses. On the other side is the law of the gospel. We're going to spend just a couple of minutes and look at these. First, we look at the law of Moses. This law was given to Moses directly by the Lord. We read, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Come up to me on the mountain and wait there, that I may give you the tablets of stone with the law and the commandment which I have written for their instruction.'" Now, the first part of this law that the Lord had written on those stone tablets, we know as the Ten Commandments. These laws are actually the cornerstone of the entire legal system of the nation of Israel. But the law of Moses also included much more than just those ten. God also gave Moses a great many laws governing all aspects of society, from politics to religious observances. These are recorded primarily in Exodus, Leviticus, and Deuteronomy. So God provided a complete set of laws for every aspect of life. But there was a major problem with this law of Moses. The people didn't keep it. And we don't keep it either. They and we are fundamentally incapable of keeping the law of Moses perfectly. And failing to keep the law means we are sinners. No matter how hard we try, we cannot stop sinning. Our flesh, our old sin nature, is just too strong for us. Under the law of Moses, we are then essentially hopeless. But thanks be to God, there is another law. And this one is called the law of the Spirit. From Romans we read, "You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you." In the depths of our sin and our deserved condemnation, God has provided a way. What we were powerless to do, God did for us. The law of the Spirit looks not at our performance or even at our failures. Rather, the law of the Spirit looks to the atoning work of Jesus Christ. He perfectly fulfilled the law of Moses. And having lived a sinless life, he gave himself up for us, dying for us, so that we might live with him. Having been released from the tyranny of sin, those who are in Christ now live by his Spirit. Filled with the Holy Spirit in baptism, they are then empowered to resist their old sin natures. So, in a sense, we have two laws, the laws of Moses and the law of the Spirit. And we cannot follow both of them at the same time. By the grace of God, he calls us to his family, and in his mercy forgives us of our sins. However, once we are in his family, we are faced daily with the temptation to turn aside from the law of the Spirit to the law of Moses. And this brings us to our last point. Which do you follow? As a born-again believer in Jesus, we are saved by grace. But in our daily lives, we can be tempted to turn aside from living out the grace that we have been given. In those times, we need to remember this incredible affirmation of Paul, where he wrote, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. Even so, the law of the Spirit gives us the victory won for us by Jesus over sin, death, and the devil. Because we are freed from the law of Moses that brings death, we can now live by the law of the Spirit, which brings us mercy, grace, and eternal life. And as you live in the freedom of the law of the Spirit, may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We continue with the Lord's Prayer. We pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you his peace. Amen.